Blog Talk Radio.
Brocast Racing presents Beat the Heat.
Hallelujah. You know, if the Lord be with us, we can make the journey. And it doesn't matter what happened to us. I need some witnesses. Doesn't matter what happened to us in this life. We have the victory.
That was so fast.
Amen. 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 Save your morning, life to me. I am clean and close to thee. Good evening, sisters and brothers. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Today is a day that normally we wouldn't be in this early, but our brother decided he's celebrating the 4th. And I don't know how much time we have with you all today, but I want to go against the grain a little bit and do something a little different today. I'm going to ask my auntie if she would lead us in prayer. I will explain this to you all in a moment, but we need a word of prayer.
Father God, right now, in the name of your son, Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day, Father God. We thank you for being so good to us, Lord. We thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us in a safe and sound mind, giving us the activities of our limbs, Father God.
Yes.
We just thank you, God. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you do for us day by day. Father God, and we ask you to forgive us for our sins. Bless us to be what you have us to be, God. Father God, and we ask you to bless this world, Father God, this United States of America and other countries, dear God.
Yes.
People have grown so far apart, Father God.
Yes.
Father God, but bless us, Father God, that the people have come together and call on your holy name, Jesus. Father God, for we know if we call on you, Father God,
yes,
this world would be a different place. Father God, we thank you and we praise your holy name for it, dear God. Father God, and we ask you to just bless the sick and shut in. Father God, bless the sick, needy, the young, the old, the poor, the homeless. Father God, bless your people all over the world. Bless in the hospital room, dear God. Father God, someone needs you today, God. Father God, we all need you today, Father God.
Yes.
Father God, and just bless your people to continue to call you by your name. Let us call on you, Jesus, so that things on this earth will turn and we'll see a better world, we'll see a better people. Father God, we thank you because we know you're worthy. You're worthy of all the praise, the honor, and the glory. You're worthy of our faith, dear God. You're worthy of our trust. Father God, you're worthy, Father God, so worthy that we thank you for allowing us to lean on you. Father God, we ask you to bless this service on tonight. Father God, we ask you to bless the Tuesday, Wednesday, and every other service that
yes
takes place, Jesus. Father God, just be in the midst and lead and guide your people in the way you would have them to go. Father God, we thank you and we will forever praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
Brother D.
Amen.
Brother D.
Amen. Come on, Brother Tim.
Whatever you Brother do, you can you hear me?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Brother
yes,
D.
I hear you loud and clear, loud and clear.
There we go. I said, whatever you do, you got to come on with it now, because dog and turned the heat up.
Amen.
Sister Marion threw the
yes,
logs on the
yes,
fire. It's time to go today, D. We
yes,
got to celebrate.
Did.
Come on now. Come on
in the
now,
name D. of Jesus. You know, sister and brothers, I know they're wondering why I asked for a word of prayer. And then, brother dog, anyone that know me know I love the Southern faith. And he played a melody of songs. One, if the Lord don't help me. It's so, so true, sister and brother. And then he closed out his melody with every day and every hour. Lord, I want to feel your holy power. I used to just, I could just melt when Lord was singing that song because I truly know that I need the Lord every day and every hour. I asked T, would she lead us in a word of prayer, because I'm sitting here today riding in the backyard and barbecuing and just having fun. And one of my partners sit out at group text, and I come in to get ready for the service this evening. I look at my news, and the first thing I see is on as I'm sitting right now. I got the volume down, and I'm looking at it says 6 dead, a dozen injured in Highland Park parade shooting. And I said, I want you all to see something.
Stop, stop right there. Stop right there.
About...
Stop right there. Stop right there. Stop right there, Brother D. Stop right there. Look at you,
brother.
10 miles from you, look
uh-huh
at your ticks. I did something today, and you passed. All I'm going to say is you passed. I said, I'm just going to see if anybody going to take the lead today. I ain't going to do nothing. I'm going to see if anybody going to take the lead today. Boy, you made you made me proud of you, boy. You're proud of me. Look at your text. I just sent you and Tim and Sister Mary. He took the lead.
I said
I wasn't gonna start. I said I'm gonna just sit back and see if anybody else just take the lead. But I still don't want y'all to go too long. But read the text I just sent you, and that's
Amen.
What it was about.
Amen.
Go ahead, on, my brother. Sorry
that's
to interrupt
exactly
you, but Tim. I'm glad to hear the spirit in you. Sister Mary always got the spirit in you. So y'all take it over. I'm going to sit back for a minute.
Praise
just don't take too long, though.
Amen.
Don't take too long.
Amen. You know, as I was saying, it's just the world that we're in today. Guns, a rap raising, death is like June bugs in the summer sun. Now, I say sometimes, there's so much killing going on, sister and brother. You hear me say sometimes, go on and kill me today. I'll come back tomorrow and kill you. Sometimes I take on that approach because they give off that mindset. Like if you kill me today, I'm only dead for right now. I'll be back tomorrow. These kids don't seem to realize that death is the end. That's it. But here you out in a parade. They want to celebrate this and bro, Tim, for to give us something in a minute. I'm gonna get out of the way of this here. They want to celebrate the 4th of July. And I thought the Lord, I didn't think of it. The Lord dropped some moment this morning on the morning service. What we celebrate, we celebrate the 4th of July, but we don't celebrate the day.
Amen.
We celebrate the 4th. We want to celebrate that with barbecue and firewood. But what about the day? I want to celebrate the maker of the day. In the name of Jesus, I want to celebrate the one that made the day be the day. I want to celebrate
Amen.
The one that said, let there be, and there was a 4th. See, if it had not been for the Lord, there wouldn't be a 4th. I'm not going to go too long. I hope and pray that you all pray for the ones that have lost lives, lost loved ones, the ones that are injured. Pray the Lord will heal them and bring them in. Because this thing is totally out of hand. But we're not going to hold you long, so I'm going to get out the way and let Brother Tim come in here and see what he has for us today. Come on, Brother Tim.
Well, Brother D, I don't really have what I was saying, you know, have anything really specific except for that. I was talking to you, Brother D, and I have we'll have a little message for tomorrow. But to say this is that we celebrate 4th of July and Memorial Day and birthdays and holidays
mm-hmm.
and any other
mm-hmm.
days that we want. But when it comes to celebrating and pumping up the name of Jesus, we seem to be scared. We seem to be lacking. Well, you know, if somebody dancing, well, it don't take all that. It takes that and more. So what we want to do is say, yeah, we celebrating this Independence Day, but truly, if you really want to be independent, you truly want to be, you have to be saved. And then when you have Christ in you and Christ is in you, then you are truly, the Bible says, then you're truly saved. You're truly liberated. You're truly set free. And so when you are, what are you talking about, Brother Tim? I'm talking about the bondage of sin. Jesus came and set us free. How did he do that? When he went to the cross and shed his sinless blood for each and every one of us down through 40 and two generations, he came to make sure that we could have life and have it more abundantly right here, right now.
Yes.
Even though we see all the confusion going on, Brother D, Sister Marion, but one thing we know, we can be free from sin. Do we sin? Yeah, but we're not just locked in.
And
God fills us with his Holy Spirit, and that's the one we need to feed, not the evil one. So I just wanted to make sure my brothers and sisters hold on to that until tomorrow, and we'll discuss it a little bit more about really truly being independent. We were independent on the 4th of July, but truly when I said, yes, Lord, that I believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God, that he died and rose again with all power in his hand, then I said, I became truly set free. And even like what Brother Eric always say, and then nobody can hold me to my sin. Nobody can hold me to my past. And I just keep dusting myself off, moving forward. Jesus knows exactly what it's all about and where I'm at. So I just wanted to tell my brothers and sisters, let's get ready for Independence Day tomorrow. Buddy?
Amen. And without any prolonging the preliminary, my brother has touched in with us. I want to give him a chance to at least tell God thank you for this day. Brother Eric?
Hey, brother. Hey, now, how you doing? Everybody all right?
Amen.
I thank
Amen.
God always for the wisdom. I thank God always for the wisdom because we had a point in our life, man. Like, I was looking at the news like you, man. I was just looking at this news, and I said, boy, I'll tell you what, if it ain't one thing, it's another, man. You know, we try our best to try to stay safe, but there's always something coming up, man. But I still think it's prayer time, man. It really is prayer time, you know, because as we elevate one another in prayer, we ask God to give us strength because there's some things going around right now. You just don't know when the day going to be. You know, just an ordinary day. People doing some things they love to do every year, but someone took a time out just want to do something different, man. That's pray for the nation. That's what's on my mind right now. Hello? Can I follow?
No. I'm here. I'm waiting on to pray. Somebody was supposed to. I didn't know. I wasn't appointed.
I'm just throwing it out there, Brother Tim.
Okay.
Amen.
I wasn't signed. But even if we do just a little bit, you know, and
yeah,
Father, in the
yeah.
name of Jesus, we just say thank you, Lord, for this
yeah.
day.
Yeah,
we ask
Lord.
That you would continuously be in the midst of our lives and that you would continue to guide us and lead us. But we know that the blood of Jesus will shield us and keep us. The word of God just protects us. He has his angels in camp all around those that love him. And, Lord, we love you.
Yes.
We just ask that you continue to bless our families, keep them and protect them, watch over our children as they play and just have a good, even when they went to school, Lord, we ask that you watch over them as we go up and down the dangerous highways trying to have fun. Watch over us, Lord, and keep us, that we will return back to our homes just like we left it. And, Father, we know one thing for sure, that the blood of Jesus that was shed, we know that he's bulletproof. Lord, just protect us, that stray bullets don't hit us, and that innocent bystanders, Lord. God, we just ask that you would do something with these people's mind. But we know what you said in your word. The schoolmaster said that if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven. Then I will heal, forgive their sin, and heal the land. Lord, we need you more than we could ever need you now. We need you, Lord. And we just say, Lord, we thank you for leaving your word on record, that when we stand before you without any excuse. So we love you, Lord, because you first loved us. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we put all of our cares in your hands because you gave you're the only one can handle them. You never designed this body to be stressful. And you just said that to cast all of our cares unto you. So we just say thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because there's power in the name of Jesus, love and victory in the name of Jesus, protection in the name of deliverance is in the name. Lord, we say everything is wrapped up in your name, and we just say thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And it's all wrapped up in your name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Truly, we've been set free.
Yes.
Jesus.
Truly, we've been set
free. We just thank God for this day. We thank God for blessing us to see another 4th of July Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard Brother Tim say earlier, he became free when he was got saved. And that is such a true statement. We say we're free, but that's a man-made freedom. But we are free, and we are free indeed once we get to know Jesus and become saved, sanctified, and filled with his precious Holy Ghost. Then the shackles are loose from you, all the sinful shackles that have you tied down. You are you're a gossiper. I mean, all the things. Some people say, well, I can't stop drinking. But see, God loosed you from those shackles. Then you're free, and you're free indeed. I'm about to tell us who the Son set free. He's free indeed. Glory be to God.
Free indeed.
So we are free.
Amen.
When we became saved. And we need to remain free. not get caught back up into what we once was.
All right.
I heard Brother Tim say, and I have heard Brother Eric say, that you won't let anyone hold you to what you used to do.
Yes, sir.
And that is such a powerful thing, because you got to be strong to be able to look forward and not let Satan make you look back.
Come on, man.
Turn back to the person you once was. When you in Christ Jesus, you got strength to look Satan in the eye and say, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. See, at the name of Jesus, he has to flee. Glory be to God.
He will.
But we have to have the strength to do it. And I tell people, if you're not saved, leave Satan alone, because he will eat you up.
Yes, he will.
If you don't have the Holy Ghost that's leading you, guiding you, leave it alone. But it's a blessing this day to be able to say, Lord, I thank you for blessing me to see this day.
Yes.
Because this day was not promised. But because of the goodness of God, because of his grace, and his mercy.
Oh, yes.
See, his grace and his mercy has brought us a long way. His grace and his mercy has brought us from the street, glory be to God, into his holiness.
Oh, yes.
It was his grace took the sinful people and save them. And now he can call us his children, his sons.
Yeah.
It's God's grace. And it's a blessing.
Oh, yes.
But to see this day and every day in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me get that out.
Amen. Mm. Amen. Good. You know, my brother said something this morning, and we live by it. When you love the Lord, it's hard to turn it off. It's hard to turn it off, either. But you know, we call this the appetizer, and we truly, Brother Dog has truly came by about this little time here as a way of giving you a mind to want to tune in the morning to God's plan, give you a little insight to want to tune in tomorrow evening to see what the Lord has put on our heart to give you. Amen. You hear Brother D say all the time, I want you to be glad to see us come and then glad to see us leave. So what we're going to do, we're going to close this section out today. We're going to close this section out, and we're going to get us back to Brother Dog. But if you all will, I promise you, it's the Lord's will. Tune in the morning. If it's the Lord's will, tune in tomorrow evening. Amen. Thank you. Back to you.
Amen. All right, but don't y'all go nowhere, though. Don't get me wrong. I can't let y'all go no more, because I heard Brother Eric this morning over there giving me the runaround about y'all long-winded, though. And you know who's mad to get it going? Y'all put them phones on mute, but don't go nowhere, because I got another segment. This ain't the day for the, like I said, the prayer hour, but don't y'all go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere.
Sometimes I get discouraged. I get on my knees and I say, Jesus, Lord Jesus, whatever you do, don't leave me, please, Lord. And every night I get on my knees and I say, Jesus. Heavenly Father, see, I can't make it. I can't make it by myself. Listen, if you leave me, I'm sure to fall. Help me, Lord. I'll be like a dead man walking. I won't have no direction at all.
Today, which I told him, I sent him a textbook message and all that. He know that, but he checked anyway because he's too lazy to look on Facebook. But anyway, if you can see how the Lord works, I wasn't going to say a word. I just played the songs and was going to see could anybody take the lead. What I mean by taking the lead, when one of us will fall, pick up for them. And like I said, he went and got Brother Tim, and he went and got Sister Mary, and Brother Eric was around. It just goes to show you the Lord's workers, are working hand in hand. The Lord just puts us in the right place at the right time. I mean, today is the 4th of July. We're supposed to be out there celebrating and barbecuing and everything. And that's my statement now. I brought Brother Deanan on there, and I'm glad they did that. They talked about Sister Mary and talked about, and they all did about, you know, it wouldn't be no 4th of July celebration without the Lord. I wanted them to give it to you the biblical way. And they did it. I didn't tell them to do it, but that's what I had in mind. If they didn't do it, I was going to go back and reiterate and make them, I was going to suggest they do it. Then they also, Brother D, brought up just what I had already typed on my little, you know, I typed it in my phone about the shooting up there in Chicago. He was already bringing it up. So I don't understand this thing. The Lord got to be working with us. Because we on the same page without even talking to each other. I didn't tell them what I was going to do because I don't practice my show. But that goes to the second part. They gave the bill for part of July the 4th, Independence Day. Reverend Bryant touched on it this morning, which he thinks he's smarter than me. He's been checking me out. That's how come he think he can do what I do. But, you know, even though he came on before me this morning, he got that from me. Anyway, like the 4th of July, they gave you the biblical side if you listen to it. I'm going to give you the Negro side. I ain't going to say that bad, the word I want to say. I'm going to give you the Negro side because all the Negroes think we are it's barbecuing, drinking, and partying and all that. That's all we remember. See, that's all we remember. But like I said, they don't know the importance of the 4th of July. And like some people might not even know unless you look it up. It really was written on the 2nd of July. But they are, it actually celebrated on the 4th of July. It was actually written on the 2nd of July, like Reverend Bryant said this morning. He thought I wasn't listening to him. And that was the birth of American independence. Now, you might say, what the heck has that got to do with me back there, way back there? Technically speaking, you are 100% right. But they gave it to you in the biblical sense. The Lord blessed everybody. Now, this Declaration of Independence, technically, was supposed to bless everybody, but if you was a black, a Negro, a slave, you wasn't blessed. you wasn't blessed. Because what they did was the 4th of July symbolizes the you know, the 13 states getting away from the British rule and all that. And it says, and it's supposed to be for everybody to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what it was supposed to be. But for blacks, slaves, Negroes, nah, we didn't have that. We don't even have that today. So in the doggone well, we didn't have it back then. But see, that's what it was supposed to be. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what it was for. Okay, coming on forward, like I said, Google and everybody, they dressed it up. Ain't nowhere in the world they had no, saying no African-Americans back in that day. Ain't no such a thing as no African-Americans back in that day. But when Google, look, if you look it up in Google, they said life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to African-Americans. That's a bunch of bull. They call us, you know, I'm trying to be nice today because, you know, I'm going to keep it nice today. I ain't going to say it the way I want it, but you get the picture. It wasn't for the slaves and the Negroes and the ERs and the A, any way you want to say that word. Anyway, because 12 of the first 18 presidents, 12 of the first 18 presidents owned slaves. So it goes on and on from that guy. And like I said, we are not free up until today to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So that does affect us, guys. It does affect us. And it ain't all about partying, getting drunk, going out, shooting fireworks and all that. It's the same old thing that, you know, since I've been on this ministry trail, and the same thing they celebrate Easter. Ain't no Easter bunny. How you going to celebrate the resurrection of Christ with an Easter bunny when a bunny don't even lay eggs? Bunny don't even lay eggs. And you, we celebrate Christmas and with a big fat guy with a red suit on for the birth of Christ. So don't let me get into the religious part because I told you I get wrong with it. But anyway, we want to thank the prayer warriors. I'm going to open them back up and let them say what they want to say about what I said because I know they can kind of smooth it out a little bit. But yes, today is July the 4th, Independence Day. We celebrate that. But it's a meaning behind it. Most of the young people don't even know the meaning behind it. All they think about is shooting fireworks, going out to getting drunk, getting high, partying and all that. But it means more than that to real people that know what's going on. With that being said, I'm going to open the prayer warriors back up and let them reiterate on some stuff I said, because I know when I said about the Easter bunny laying the eggs and all that, and they don't lay eggs, and I know they're finna get on me about that, but they're gonna straighten me out if I'm wrong. So I'm gonna open it back up, and y'all at liberty to say what you want. But like I said, under this setting, we're not gonna go too long, guys. So I'm finna open y'all back up. Be free to say what you want to say. Everybody's back up. I'm going on mute. Talk to me.
They can't be stopped, baby. They can't get him stopped.
But you're on point, though.
We have. Yeah, he definitely, he's speaking the truth there. He definitely spoke the truth. It could never be for a dark-skinned person when he said, and he's correct when he said 12 out of the first 18 people that we call presidents.
Yeah.
They truly, starting with number one himself, has slaves.
Yeah, George Washington.
How could I own a slave and yet tell you you're free? But, you know, our mindset is so messed up until even when we came about it, we were free. Some of us chose to stay in bondage. Some of us chose to stay and felt we were doing better as a slave than we were doing free.
We thank God
for Jesus, that the Lord has brought us from a mighty long way. The Lord has truly brought it. I heard Brother Dog say he sent out the text message. You know, the Bible, I'm going to say this and move on to the next prayer warrior. The Bible said, well, two are real assemblies, and he's in the midst.
Yeah.
The Lord had to be in the midst for us to think on the same level, the same frame, man.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to hold the flow long. I'm going to move on to another prayer warrior. Yeah. Brother Dog, you're truly on point. Come on, my brother, sister, one of you.
Yeah, I wanted to say this, love. When he said something, I mentioned this morning that all these pagan holidays we got, you know, and we use it in traditional life, you know. But for the believer, really true knows believer, he doesn't look at it like that, you know. And he or she should know that the real reason for Christmas, the Easter Bunny, and just the Independence Day, and watch this here, Juneteenth, you know, and all these things that we we bring up before God. God don't look at that stuff like that. God don't look at it at all. And you're right. I ain't never seen a my grandson asked me what did, who came first, the chicken? I mean, no, the rabbit or the egg? Put your ass. He ain't even 8 years old, man. Let me lay alone. Come on, man.
Gotta be stop. Gotta be stop. T, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here.
Come on in.
Well, I was just listening to what everybody was saying, Brother Eric, Brother Dog, and it's such a true thing, actually, from what we understand, that July 4th was not the Independence Day for the black people. It was, and I don't know how, what the white people was independent from, got freedom from, but it's actually for the white. But what I understand, the Black People Independence Day is June 19th, and that's where they got the Juneteenth from, was that June 19th. Okay, and this holiday was this Juneteenth, they call it Juneteenth, it's actually the Juneteenth National Independence Day. And this is for the black, also called Emancipation Day. Emancipation Day and then Freedom Day, Jubilee Day, Black Independence Day. So this is the day that the black, and as I told my kids enlightened me on this. I'd seen it, but I never looked into this Juneteenth because all of a sudden came up. So, from my understanding and my research, I research everything. I think y'all know that by now. Mm-hmm. From my understanding, it is the day that the black people celebrate 4th of July is in June, which is our Independence Day, June 19th.
It mainly came from Texas, Sister Mary. It mainly started in Texas. It mainly started in Texas and just spread it out.
And you know what? And it took about 2 years for Texas to even get the freedom of black people.
Yeah, we didn't know. Yeah, we didn't know.
The Texas did not know.
Like I said, we're just going to touch on it a little bit. I just wanted y'all to touch on it. I don't want y'all to, we ain't going to preach on it today. We're just going to touch on it today. Just going to touch on it today. I got some more stuff for y'all, so I just want y'all to move on right quick. I don't want y'all to go too long.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, Beth, you be wrong.
Brother Tim, everything you want to add, just like quick.
No, D, that was good. I just wanted to. I'm good. Go ahead.
Amen. Hold on, brother. We good. If you notice, you might hear the song playing in the background. And I was gonna ask everybody. I like Sister Mary to go last because Sister Mary, she's long winded, and all three of y'all put together, she gets started. You know, we can't let her get started. But Sister Mary, this song I'm playing in the background. This song is grateful. Are we grateful? Let's listen to it.
You know what?
He didn't have to wake me this morning. He didn't have to. Talk to me, Sister Mary. What are you grateful for, Sister Mary? Talk to me, Sister Mary.
I'm just grateful for being alive, grateful for my children. Everybody is fine. And more than anything, I'm grateful for Jesus Christ and God's
goodness. Amen. Come on, Brother Eric. Come on, Brother Eric. What you grateful for, Brother Eric? Talk to me, Brother Eric.
I'm so grateful that God, you know, I stuck to God at the right time, man. And I know I was doing a real, real bad job. And he woke me up, brother. That's what I'm grateful for, because I could have been dead in my sins.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Come on in, Tim. Come on in there, Tim, now. Come on, Tim. Talk to me.
That's what I'm grateful for, too, dog. I'm so grateful that I made a decision in my life, which was the greatest decision I ever made. I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And I had my mom come over to say, 88 years old. So many don't have their moms. And I And I was here with her, 88 years old, and she was with me. And it just had a little meal, and we was good. So I'm grateful.
Put a cap on it, Brother D. Put a cap on it for me, brother.
And before
put
you
cap
put a cap on it, can I tell you what I'm thankful for?
Come on,
I'm thankful for being alive to see another year. This is Preacher Boy. I'm thankful for seeing another year. Lord spared me. I miss my mom, but I'm still alive, and I get to wake up every morning. I thank God every day.
Amen, brother.
For those that don't know that young man that just spoke, that young man a few years back was on his way to a race and got ran over by a truck. Not a pickup
truck.
Lost his leg. Not an SUV.
Lost his leg.
And he can come on here and he can tell God, I'm grateful. He can tell God, thank you. When you see something like that, tell God you grateful?
Yes.
I'm so
Anybody else out there want to hit the one button. Tell us why you're grateful. Hit the one button. Anybody else out there. This is our celebration today. Yeah. Hit the one button. Hit the one button if you want to tell us why you're grateful. Hit the one button.
Thank God for that. Yeah. Well, just tell God thank you. The phone should be ringing up the book, right? It's only new.
Praise God.
Only new. You should be ringing. The one button should be ringing off the hook right now, sister, brothers.
You're
not breathing your own air.
Lift your hands.
You don't have control of your vocals like you think you do. You're not controlling it. You don't make your heart a flood working for one thing. You think you're doing it. I let you know today. It's God Almighty.
Hey, Brother Eric. Brother Eric.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They laughed at Noah. They laughed at Noah and they made the fun of him. But when the ark shut closed and then there started to rain, they ran to the ark, but they couldn't get in. I'm just telling my brothers and sisters right here, right now, don't let it be too late. Be grateful every day of your life.
There you go. That's right. Hallelujah.
Even hallelujah. Breeze without a breathing machine.
Hallelujah.
I tell them sometimes I'm thankful for my trouble.
I'm thankful for my heart aches and pains.
My brother read a verse this morning. He told me, he said, through all my trials and tribulations, he said, look here, I'm strong. I'm strong. Oh, here we go get it. Here we go get it. Second Corinthians. He said, I'm stronger. He said, Lord, remove it. The Lord said, no, my grace is sufficient for this.
Come on, Lee. Come on.
Thinking about
talk to me. Come on with it. Come on with it.
That's right. Hey. Yeah, name of Jesus.
Yes.
Let me tell y'all, all you people out here listening, don't be shy, don't be bashful, tell God thank you. Because he's the reason you're still here. He's the reason you're still here. It's not an embarrassment to say thank you. It's a blessing to be able to say thank you. A lot of people would love to say thank you. Don't wait till you get in trouble to pray for God. Pray for him every day.
That's a living testimony, talking to y'all. That's a living testimony. We all are living testimonies because we wouldn't have made it this long without the Lord. We wouldn't have made it this long.
But you know what, brother? You a preacher said, a lot of them want to tell God thank you. That was a young man. He said, Lord, look. He said, we just let my brother dip his finger in the pool just to put a drop of water on my tongue. He said, will you let me go back and tell my brothers, don't come to this place. Yeah, Lord, tell me, look here, if they don't believe the living, they surely won't believe the dead. That's what he said.
Amen.
You need to tell God thank you right now why you got to say it.
Thank
you. God, tell him thank you right now. You got to ram and say, I thank you. Oh, I got to say it. They're going to come and say,
oh, but God been good to me.
He's been good to me.
Yes. Mm. I tell you what we're gonna do right now. Y'all listen to me right now. We're gonna do this right now. We're gonna do each one of y'all gonna do a 30-second prayer. We're gonna let Long Wind take us out. We're gonna let Long Wind take us out. Each one of you brothers do a 30-second prayer, and we're gonna let Long Wind take us out. Cause you know she get happy when she get happy over there. We can't stop her. So brother Eric, you start it off, brother. Give me a 30-second prayer. Give me a 30-second prayer over the phone.
Oh Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for just lifting you up today and say thank you for your love. In Jesus' name.
Come on, Tim. Come on, Tim House. Come on, Tim.
Well, hey, dog, sometimes you have to be selfish a little bit, because he's my God, and I want to thank him for sparing my wife's life. Because she had a blood clot in her leg, went to the hospital, and the doctor removed it, said if it had moved any further, it would went in your heart, and you would have never even been able to kill you.
Amen.
So I just want to say thank you, Lord, for blessing me, blessing and keep showing everybody around me that God is real and that he's in the blessing business. I just want to say thank you.
Sir.
In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, dog.
Come on, Brother D. Come on, Brother D. Come on, Brother D.
Father God, I just want to tell you today that I love you. I'm so grateful.
Yeah,
I just want to tell you that I thank you for just being God.
Ooh.
Thank you for looking down on this old sinful world, reaching down to
no
good and nothing. It wasn't fitting to live and wasn't worthy of that. But Lord, you took time out of your time to touch a wretched son like me. And I just want to tell you thank you, Lord, as that you continue to bless us and continue to keep us, Lord Jesus. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Come on, Sister Mary.
Amen.
Come on, Sister Mary. Come on, Long Wind. That's Sister Mary. Anybody else, Sister Mary?
Father God,
come on, Sister Mary.
We thank you for this day. We thank you, dear God, for each and every one that's on the program today. We thank you, Father God, for you gave us a chance just to say, Lord, we thank you. Father God, we thank you, Brother Dahl, who wanted to have this program so that people could open up and say, Lord, I thank you. We thank God for this day. We thank God for just blessing us to wake up this morning, starting our day, keeping us in safe and sound mind, finding our children, our family, all doing fine. Father God, we love you, Jesus. We love you with everything that's in us. And once again, thank you. Amen. Back to you, Brother.
Mama, mama.
Cause
if you let him
around,
he'll wanna drive
the wheel. Oh, I got
a good one. Y'all wanna go ahead and dance now. Dance now.
Please don't let him drive
you. Go ahead and dance now.
Come on.
Okay. Y'all help me sing this.
Come on,
come on.
Don't let him sleep
in the bed. Yeah.
See, brother D and brother Eric, y'all could have sung that song, man. Y'all could have messed that one up.
How you doing, Miss Trika? I'm being nice right now.
I'm
being nice to you.
Yeah, I don't want the red them to be hearing me talking dirty or nothing, so I'm not gonna do that. But Trico, what I really got you on it before, I was gonna ask you the same thing about Ricky. Did you hear the little thing we throw together today?
We didn't throw together, it just happened.
Well, you know what? I'm kind of disappointed in you and Ricky now. If y'all heard it, we just asked for y'all anybody to hit the one button that let us know what you're grateful for. I mean, I always got something to be grateful for. You got to be grateful that your son has come home and he's going to college, and you got a loving husband at home with you, and you got a place to live and everything. So we all grateful. So why you didn't hit the one button and tell us about your good fortune, Trico?
Well, I do apologize for the inconvenience, but I knew I had a lot of noise in my background. I couldn't hit the one button at that minute. But I can.
Sometimes we'll put up with noise. The Lord told me that I can let y'all go with noise because Sister Mary be over there making noise all the time, shuffling up papers and everything. But anyway, speaking of what I really got you on it because she be over there shuffling papers and say, I told her, the better your phone is, the more we can hear you. But speaking of what I really got you on it for, seriously, though, I'm glad kids showed up. Kids showed up last night on chemo and them show. They ain't had nothing to talk about the skin. You open kid on back up. All right. You open kids. You know I got to keep kids. Kid is my number one man. Ricky got fired. But, Trico, what I really got you on there for that little ugly dog or whatever that thing is, Trico, what are we going to name that on the bad report, Trico? Kid, you got some noise.
Man.
You don't want to got noise.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Was that you coming in with that noise?
Yeah.
Okay. Trico, what are we going to name that? What are we going to name? I'm going to put that
I
on the bad report.
You know, I had talked about it with a couple of people, and I thought about it. A couple of people said they inboxed me and said, name the dog Boot.
Oh, man.
No. We can't. No. We just can't pick up. What I'm saying is, because we just can't put it on that for one person. We can't do that for one person.
Right.
What I'm saying is,
right.
Like,
that's what I said, too. But I got like six people want me to name the dang dog Boot.
No. We're not naming the dog, because we're going to name what we're going to. Just like we got to start the band, all that. What we're going to name it? That little dog going to be something. What we going to name it? We can't name it the Boot. Because Boot, they're just saying that Boot can't be the only one because y'all wanted to see him. We need to name
him.
I tell you what I'm going to do, Trico. We got a couple more shows. By Wednesday, let me know something. What we going to name the dog? Put him in the bear report.
What part of him going to be on the bear report? We got to add him to the bear report and find out where he go.
We can't name him Boot. You know, they want to mess with Boot. And see, I'm going to say another thing about that. I'm going to get into that a little bit later. Boot came on. How y'all was Boot? See, that's part of my public service.
We'll
talk
about
it later. When I get into some more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm just going to say it, though. The man went out there and raced his car. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Every time two people go down there in a real race, somebody going to lose. So, you know. And I'm gonna get to something that touched my heart this weekend, and I'm gonna put it out because I'm getting all these texts right now. Hold on, mailman, I don't want to say nothing. Mailman, you want to say something today?
Yeah, I just want to say happy holidays to you, dog.
Okay.
And the other day you talking about that I was. Keep messing up your screen. I'm sorry. I told you what kind of phone I got. I don't be meaning it.
I don't ever kick you off of that, though, so don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I just got an old phone for an old man, you know.
Okay.
Hey, what's going on, kid?
Nothing much. What's happening?
White folks. White folks. That's what's going on.
I heard that.
Yes, sir. Don't you be dead on it. We ain't talking about people now.
Oh,
we
no. Dog, I don't even know how to cuss. To cuss. That's why I don't fool with you, because you know how to cuss.
Mm-hmm.
That I do.
But anyway,
I'm
going back to mute now.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it, man. Okay, guys, y'all can stop texting me the name. Text it to Trico. Hell, I'm pretty sick. Marcus Warren. Marcus, y'all stay on because I got something good to say too. Trico, we need to name what we're gonna put the bear report with the little dog on the bear report. We gotta put him on something. We gotta name him somebody. It's gonna be just like anything else. It'll change weekly. So Trico, that little ugly dog, boy. That's an ugly little dog though. And I hate to say
we gotta name him.
Yeah,
we gotta fit in there because he ugly as hell.
Yeah, you gotta yeah.
I kind of like that name. The ugly dog.
You kind of like what name, Ricky?
Oh, the ugly dog. He's an ugly dog. But we got to be something dealing with
name.
But it's got to be something dealing with. We're going to get it every week, though.
I'm talking about for the bear report.
What I'm saying is it got to relate to what somebody did in racing, though, Ricky. How are we going to relate to racing?
Okay, so you got to figure out a good definition race term for the ugly dog.
Exactly.
Because the ugly dog for the week.
Oh, the ugly dog. So, okay, the ugly dog, just like Seth Hilton, you go out there and get beat to death or something, or you get wrecked. I mean, you know, what would be the criteria
for the
ugly dog?
We got definitions for all that. We're going to have to come up for a definition to call somebody the ugly dog.
All right, well, Trigger League, that's your job. They listen to all this stuff. They go on and try to come up with something and see what we can work something out to put them on a barrel pole, Trigger. That's your job, Trigger.
Absolutely. All right. Absolutely.
In the meantime, I'm closing everybody's mic but Kid. I'm closing everybody's mic but Kid because I'm finna go to the battle report right quick. And I got a PSA just after the y'all. Kid, you got a battle report this week for anything? Did you hear anything? Anything you got a battle report on? Hold up. I heard Kim on them show last night, but we don't glorify street racing. So I know Skin won a race out there. I just see it like that. Skin won a race out there, but we don't glorify street racing because we don't. There's enough going on without street racing, but we all do it. But we ain't gonna glorify. Come on, Kid, talk to me.
No, I'm not in the street racing no way. But my bear is, and I only got one bear, and that's the pickup truck that whooped Romeo 2.0, whatever.
Good report. Good report. All right, Kid. That's good enough, Kid. I'm gonna leave you on my golden key because when I do my PSA, I'm gonna be crying and you can interrupt me. You can not technically interrupt me, but you can talk when I do my PSA because I'm gonna be crying in a minute. Trigger, what you got, Trigger? Did you got anything, Trigger?
I do, dog.
Come on, baby.
I got Guap as my bell. I got Tony as the bully, pocket change.
Okay.
I got
Take your time, man. We got 3 hours. Take your time.
You got mute now. You got mute now.
I had my whole list again. I do have my Lamont Sanford is gonna be Weeby Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Weeby Cooper, okay, because he got drunk and didn't show up. Okay, but then okay.
Oh yeah,
You ain't got no club.
I think I have a club, but I got the.
Well, come on with your jackass, man. Come on with your jackass. You know it.
I'm gonna make Smurf my bully and Tony Bynes the club.
Tony Bynes and Cub. Okay, Tony Bynes didn't raise nobody this week, Trick, but it's your bad report, though. I ain't raised nobody this week.
I thought Tony Bynes raised that boy out of Florida off the ramps.
No, that was week four last and all that. But anyway,
that week four last.
Tony
I missed my
no.
bad report last week.
Okay, no problem.
I had to put Tony in there because Tony went around the big block like Guwalk went around the big block. So he go on the bear report this week for the big block beaters.
Okay. All right, Trigger. No problem. We being nice right now. We get nice later, y'all, if y'all want to. Ricky, you got anything on the bear report? Anything you want to say, Ricky? Ricky.
I just got a bear and cub. That's all I got.
Come on with it. Come on, Ricky.
Bear, corn green, cub, Willie Dog.
Okay, that's a who you said the bear was?
Corn, Texas.
Oh, Corn. Okay, Corn. Okay, I got Corn. Corn. Okay, I didn't text. I got you. With the big scrapper, or big scraper, whatever they call that car. Okay. Anybody else got a bear report? Hit the one report. I mean, hit the one button. Don't come over here getting mad. Oh, that twin is my man. I saw twin and his brother this weekend. They was a bit drunk and stunk, but they was in the house though. They didn't lie. Come on, twin. What you got, twin?
All I got is the cub, and that's the one and only Willie
Come
Dog.
On. Okay, appreciate it,
my
brother.
Hold up. And then my jackass and Lamont Sanford, all those people out there that when you bet, you don't pay off and you know you lost, yeah, y'all are jackasses. Go ahead.
Oh, man.
Okay. All right. And Twin, it's good seeing your brother this week, man. Good to see y'all this week, man. Appreciate y'all.
You know what I mean, Willie Dog? That's not a problem, brother. Not a problem.
Okay.
Come on mute.
All righty. Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, here come my main man. I thought he was in Florida sunbathing. I don't know. My man. Come on in here. Come on in here, wheelchair.
Yo, what up, Willie?
Oh, how much?
I thought you were in Florida kissing some sun, shit.
Oh, man, I've been down there since Thursday. I'm back at home now. The bear.
Okay, come on, Tim.
The bear gonna be corn.
Okay.
For all the racing he did over there in Texas, the bully gonna be Guwap. Gonna be Guwap.
Okay.
Gonna be the bully. The
cub
gonna be Willie Dog.
Okay.
And all the mentions, I'm gonna have to get Trigger Man now. And the race of the week is Guwap and Little Romeo.
Good report, boy. That's why I don't like you get my you miss my bad report of every doggone time. I'm gonna close your mic back up. Hold on a minute. Don't you? I see y'all. I'm gonna do the bad report, and I got a PSA before I do the bad report. And ain't nobody mic gonna be over kids can interrupt me or laugh at me or cry or tell the truth. I don't own Ricky up too, cause Ricky do tell the truth. Okay, let's see. 301. We got a 301 number here. 301, 4533. Who we got?
It's Avon.
Avon Thorpe. What's up? You in the battery pole. You got me echoing, yeah. Avon, but what you got, Avon? Avon Thorpe, nigga. Avon, is your car
my
name God. Try Me? Is that your car name Try Me?
That's my car.
Oh, I didn't know that, okay. But come on, Avon, what you got, Avon? What you got, bro? Avon Thorpe from the DMV, y'all.
I got Show Enough Homes for the Bully.
For the Bully, okay.
I got Willie Dog for the Bear.
Damn,
I
appreciate that, but okay.
I got Tatiana for the Cub.
Right on.
Yeah.
Boy, you go. Hey, Vaughn, what you doing that? You gonna make my PSA or not? You gonna make me? You fitting right in? I ain't gonna tell you. Just keep listening though. What else you got, Avon? I'm proud to bother you. What else you got?
I got the dot. The dot is ODB.
Oh, long. Okay. What else you got?
That's all I got.
Okay, Avon, you stick around because some of the stuff you just said is going to come into fruition in a minute. Brother D, who you got on your phone, Brother D? You hit the one button. Who you got, Brother D? Brother D, you hit the one button.
Now, he wanted me to tell you how Barry put for Chicago. How Barry put
for Chicago. Is that you, Preacher Boy?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that be me, man.
Preacher Boy, that you?
Yes, that's
okay.
Me.
Okay, come on, Preacher.
Yes, that's me.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
So our Barry put is Jack. And our jackass is Three Love. I can't tell you about no bullies and stuff like that. We had none of them.
No problem.
No,
all right, no problem.
Dog, you know,
okay.
I don't do a bear report, dog, but I'm going to do one this time. My bear.
No, D, don't do it. Don't do it, D. Don't do it, D. Don't do it. They'll hold against you later. Don't do it. Yeah, they'll hold against you later. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Appreciate you, brother. I'm close. Everybody might close the kid. Close the kid. This is what Bushy got on.
Yeah, good afternoon. Energy, my bad. Pulling bullies. Willie Dog. That's all.
Yeah, I appreciate some. Now, I appreciate this good stuff.
What about Dre and the Bush?
All right, Tim. I ain't finna start no trouble yet. I appreciate some of the good texts I got. And a Yahoo Avon Thorpe. That was from the Witcher Calmer. Brother Dean, the only somebody went along with what I was going to say when I told him that the bear could still be the bear even though he got whooped. Now, that goes along with the cub and somebody else, too. Just because you got whooped don't mean you wasn't the cub or the bear because they can get whooped. And I said to citizen, before I give the official bear report, and you'll see what I mean when I get the official bear report, if I gave it to you first, then my public service announcement wouldn't be no good. A month sample is Boot Brown and Jackass. Man, my uncle, and the dog, my buddy. All right.
Oh, man.
I'm finna do something. and I'm not patting my back, but I'm going to show you. I heard Body Cole and a couple and Mike Hill said similar the same thing about people don't want to go out there and get do this in, then they come on here Monday and get jumped on. All right, I'm going to use Willie Dog. I'm going to use Willie Dog kid for myself. Willie Dog, I'm 70 years old. I ain't looking for, this ain't for no help, but this just to show you the paramount. I'm 70 years old. I was on the road for 16 hours, kid. 16 hours I was on the road going up to the DMV. I started off Wednesday, though, getting ready. Thursday, I loaded my car up on the trailer, generator, nitrous bottles, battery chargers, everything to go get ready to go racing. I did that starting Wednesday into Thursday. Thursday, I pulled out and went to the House of Hook, Jackson, South Carolina, with my car on the trailer. I left the House of Hook and hit the road heading to the DMV. Drove all night to get to the DMV to race. Because I went up there and I talked a lot of trash and I talked stuff to people. And I got two races. I locked in Faciano, which is my man Loud Tigers and Bells, my man Tata Martel, that's my man. And I locked in Marcus Wonga's ODB crew and all them, Antoine and all them and them guys. And sometimes it takes talking shit, kid, to get a race locked in. Sometimes you don't have to talk shit. So I said that to this kid. I talked all the shit I want. I talked to get the races I want, and I got them. Okay, I ran Tatiana. I blew the tires. I ain't making no excuses. I blew the tires. He beat me. Now, that's the only race besides last night when Twin came on and straightened it out. That's the only race I heard about. I got Dog went up to the DMV and got his butt blowed out until Twin came on and straightened him out. It's just you heard him last night, kids. You was on the show last night.
Yeah.
My point I'm trying to make. It didn't bother me, but that's the only race. They do just like I said, boot. You can't do that. They're trying to do the boot. And I put a poll out this morning because I didn't have a jackass all a month sample. And I put a poll out, and I seen a couple of people say something. A couple of people said that, and I seen one guy come on there that I thought was okay and thought he knew the game, and he said Willie Dog. Now Willie Dog said I was the jackass for going way up to the DMV talking all that trash and got my butt whooped. Okay, you can't look at it like that. I can qualify for the jackass for doing that. But I'm trying to tell you, kid, I've been damned if you do, I've been damned if you don't. They want us to be racing. They want us to go race. But then when you go race, you get downgraded and talked about and all this. I can take it. I can take it, kid. I'm going to just say it like this. I can take it. But all I want to say is, guys, some of these guys that can't take it, we might want to ease up on them. And that's what I try to do in the bad report. Now, I do the bad report controversial. It's controversial. Sometimes I do it to stir up stuff. Sometimes I do it to make people mad. But even though I do it, anybody I give something, they do qualify for it. Now, do they qualify? Do somebody else might qualify more? Well, that's what I said. You give me your bad report, and I give you my bad report. As you just seen, somebody just gave me the bear. Somebody gave me the bear. Man, do it make me feel good? Yes, if they thought so. But now I'm going to give you the official bear report, kid. But I'm just letting you know how Willie Dog went all the way to the DMV. I won one and lost one. And I'm going to bet with them guys and some good guys there. The DMV, much as I talk about them, man, I thought they might have had the Border Patrol ready to shoot me when I crossed the state line. They welcomed me with open hands. Asked me, I couldn't get to my car because everybody want to help me do this and help me do this here. And lined me up. My man, Avon Thorpe, that just came on in. I was supposed to run him. I felt, I'm really a sissy and hard, kid. I wanted to run Avon. Avon come over there and tried to help me all day, roll me around on his golf cart and stuff, man. And I couldn't race it because I didn't see it right racing. Marcus Wongers, big mouth, his mouth bigger than mine. Now, if I had lost to Marcus Wongers, I probably would have walked back home. But I beat Marcus Wongers. I let Tata got away. But I'm going to tell you the truth now, and I ain't trying to make myself bad. I told Tata, I will run you back as soon as if I got oil pressure after I run Marcus after I run ODB. Man, after I ran ODB, I looked around there, loaded up and left. I don't know what the left thought he was nervous. I don't know what the left thought he was scared, but he said he wanted to bet more money. Now he did. I did hear him on a video that I didn't know say he wanted to run for $5,000. Okay, I didn't run you for $5,000 at first. I would have ran it for $3,000.
Right.
I'll tell you that. I would have ran it for three. I wouldn't even run for five because I ain't built that way. I'm not not that I ain't say I ain't got it. I'm just not built that way to run for five because if I lose five, would it be 5 months before I race again? So I'm going to run within my budget and don't care. Can't nobody tell me what to do because I run my own operation with my people and they know who they are. And if I'm running somebody else's car or my car, it don't make no difference. I got full authority over whatever car I'm racing. I got full authority over it, regardless who they think own it and who they don't own it. So I'm going to say it like that. So all I'm going to say is props out to the DMV. I dog the DMV out just for this reason, so we can have some kind of rivalry. Kid, if everybody in the same bed trying to sleep with the same person, we ain't got no who gonna race anybody. And I've seen that when I went up there. That ODB crew. Now they'll try to race anybody within reason. Avon Thorpe, he got a Turbo Regals Grand National. Come a couple of weeks though. If I get that Grand National back running, I'm gonna make another trip up there to run Avon Thorpe. I'm gonna make a trip up there and run him, cause I won't, but you know, I couldn't run him this week, kid. I swear, man, they was helping me so much, man. I didn't want anybody to know it, but man, I was over there in my truck about to cry, man. I was so happy the way they treated me up there, man. Larry T. them took me out, took me to the beach, fed me. I mean, it was just like, hey, man, I'm serious, kid. The DMV, them some good people up there, man. I got on the microphone and talked about them like a dog on the microphone before the race even happened. They still treated me like I was a royalty, man. So DMV props out to y'all. Even though y'all live some weak mothers, I'm going to stay on your butt like that. That'll make a good rap. So, kid, I'm going to go and get an official bad report.
One question before you do your bad report. Now, was your races that far apart, maybe a week or 2 weeks later, between your win and loss that they didn't remember?
No. I raced one race at 8 o'clock and one at 9 o'clock, kid.
Oh, well, shit. I don't
one
know
at 8 and
8,
one at 9.
I don't know how come they didn't remember.
It's the hate that I see that I make like I don't see, kid. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
See,
all they do
is look for my downfall. But guess what?
Right.
They'll be looking a long time for our fall. Because like I told you, I raised one at 8 o'clock and one at 9 o'clock.
I thought maybe you had to deal them a week apart or maybe a month apart.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So here's the official bad report. Here's the official bad report with my PSA that I just gave. The official bad report. The bad of the week goes to my man Guwap, Dwayne Bearden and Justin Gilmo, Guwap, the little pick-em-up truck. That's my bad of the week. My club of the week is ODB. ODB, Badmouth Crew. ODB Badmouth Crew. Somebody gonna say, how in the heck did he get the bell? He lost to, but the man was racing. The man raced four or five races up there this week. And you know, I beat his butt, but he's still ODB Badmouth Crew. That's Marcus Wongers and his team, Antoine and all of them, some good guys, man. They good guys up there. The bully is Avon Thorpe. I didn't even know he was on the show. First time he ever come on my show that I know of. Was Avon Thorpe with the Turbo Regal. I called him the bully because he was like me. He was trying to raise everybody too, but they were a little scared of him though. But as soon as I get that Regal ready, I'm going back there looking for him. The Thorpe, I'm sorry, Boot, you had to get, it was Lil Romeo 2, TMR. The jackass and the Lamont Sanford. Willie Dawg, the jackass and the Lamont Sanford. I get it myself. I should have got it or I deserve it, but I qualified for it. Because like I said, if you want to say, well, you talked all that shit and you went up to the DMV and got your butt whooped, okay, I did that. So Willie Dawg is the jackass and the Lamont Sanford. Most impressive this week, you know, because there wasn't that much racing going on, but because of rain or whatever, was fentanyl, TMR, the little mustard. Whatever the kind of car that is, anyway. Okay, what it is. Honorable mention was Tatiano. That was the car that beat me. Now, the reason he didn't get there beside honorable mention, because to me, he really was just blowing smoke, and he beat me, though. I made him run me, basically. I talked trash to make him run me, and that's the race I really wanted to win. But if I had lost the doggone ODB, I probably would have just ran off in the river as I was going back home. Driver of the week, Dwayne Bearden, that's the one that drives a little Guwap truck. Dwayne Bearden, the driver of the week. Best race of the week, and that's what I said, that old wheelchair. Best race of the week was Guwap and Little Romeo. And that was a damn good race. That was a damn good race. Mm-hmm. Y'all seen it. It happened Thursday night at the House of Hook. And the best horse of the week, without a doubt, man, was Larry Thompson, man. Larry Thompson at Custom Tees, man. I went up there. I didn't ask Larry Thompson for $1. I didn't ask him for a quarter. Of course, now, he did give me some gas money and took me out to eat and asked me what else I wanted and everything. But it was you can't ask for a better horse than that. And from what I understand, it ain't supposed to be public knowledge. I think everybody that doggone girls raised something, he gave him a couple of dollars. But you can't ask for no better than that, man. And the DMV, man, I love y'all, man. Thank you for the hospitality. I ain't saying it. I don't mean I'm going to be nice to you, but I appreciate real. That's what you call real. Again, kid, the official battle for GUWAP, Dwayne Building and Justin Gilmo, the Cub, ODB, Bad Mouth Crew, that's Marco Longas and the boys, the Bully, Avon Thought with the Turbo Regal, he said his name, Try Me. The Thought was Lil Romeo 2, Tiamara. The Jackass and the Lamont Sample was Willie Dawg. Most Impressive was Fentanyl with Tiamara. Honorable Mention was Tatiana, the car that beat me up there. And I'm going back looking for them. Trust me, I'm like Tony Bynes. I'm going back and looking for whoever beat me that I think I can beat. They're going to have to beat me again. The driver of the week was Wayne Building. That's the driver of the GUWAP truck. The best race of the week was GUWAP and Lil Romeo. And the best hostess was Larry Thompson. That's with it. By PSA, anybody got anything they want to tell me about it? Hold on, I see a hand up here. I didn't call it first. Let me see what they want to say before I hold me by the mic. 443-7807, who we got? 443-7807, who we got?
Hey, well, dog, this is a Bad Mug Crew.
What's up, baby? Oh, that's Marvin. What's up, my buddy? What's up, baby boy? What's up, baby boy?
That's me. Hey, look, listen, dog. I just want to tell you,
hold up. Let me say this right quick. I got a text. It said, didn't even get mentioned. Wow. Done whooped Tony 10-4 racing. Wow. Okay. No, you didn't get mentioned. Somebody did mention you. They gave you some. They did give you some. You could have hit the one button, too. If you heard me, didn't give you some, you could have hit the one button. See, that's the stuff I'll be trying to talk about. Wheelchair did mention you, Corn. Wheelchair did mention you. It ain't for me to mention you. You come on in and mention yourself. But anyway, I just go to show you. When I do the battle report, you can come on after the fact. But you need to come on before the fact. Come on, Mark. Let's talk to me, brother.
Hey, dog. I just want to let you know that was a damn good bad report. And I don't think you should have gave yourself the jackass because you still came up to the DMV and whipped some ass. You told us and you told everybody else on the Internet that if you get a free week, you come into our backwoods and kick them off.
Did I come up here? Thank you.
You came up here?
Yes.
God damn it. You knocked one motherfucker out, and you got knocked out by a motherfucker. So, you know, all in all, we had a great time with you, man. We love you. That's true enough facts. We don't give a fuck if we lost 10 times in a row fucking with you. You're an OG. You're a super OG. And goddamn it, you was the one that's holding the torch in this motherfucking grudge game. Don't give a fuck what anybody say or give a fuck about how they think about you, dog. And that's real life from us. That's a Bad Mug Crew.
Hey, dog, what up? This is Antoine.
Yeah,
man,
I appreciate
you coming to the DMV. I really do appreciate that, man. You keeping grudge racing alive, man. And that's real.
Yeah.
That's real. I appreciate that. And we're going to get our rematch. We're going to get it back on again.
Yeah, and let me let some people know that don't know about us. The same way dog said he going to make a road trip and come to us and get our ass, well, we coming to the motherfucking South. Well, we got to go Georgia, Florida, Alabama, or goddamn Tennessee. I don't give a fuck where we got to go. Dog, we coming to get you just like that.
Oh,
you know?
Shit.
Hey, Bad Mouth, don't y'all hang up. But put your phone on mute if you got noise back there, if you need to jump in on something. Ricky, your mic on, Ricky.
All I'm going to say is, now, and I know why you did it, because of how the public or the fence hangers or the sideline bettors want to say, but you can't give nobody a Lamont, Sanford, Jackass, whatever, I can't remember exactly what you gave yourself, for driving that long to states away. And even if you'd have lost most races, you're out there racing. You're out there traveling and racing. You know, their perception of that is so screwed up. These people that don't have really nothing to do with racing, they just out there side betting on shit. They're dumb as
hell. Good damn report.
I mean, it don't matter if you've lost both races. You're out there racing, and a lot of these people can't say that.
Mm-hmm. You got a point there, Rick.
Everybody,
I won't say they don't have anything to do with racing, Ricky. A lot of them just don't understand what a Jack and a Lamont truly is. If they had a better understanding what that award was supposed to be, then they could give it more adamantly. So I won't say they don't have it. I think everyone that attends the track has something to do with racing, whether it be to be a spectator, a participant in the race itself. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I can understand if you're actually at the event and everything, but these guys on the internet watching live feed or something, they don't have no clue what they're talking about 98% of the time.
That's why I get
those. You got to let the people have that because Willidaw is a real.
No, you don't.
Shit
you don't.
So,
you don't.
Yeah, you do because
really
that's their
you
opinion.
Don't.
They wait on a moment to say that.
And as a racer that travels a lot, my opinion is those motherfuckers are jackasses.
But Ricky, you can't determine what people's opinion of what a jackass is. It's every week it's somebody
else.
And the top dogs are the ones that get the jackass the quicker. The top dogs get for just dying to give him that title anyway. I don't think it's really personal. I just think it's something they'd just be dying to do
even,
just because of who he is. That's just it. And we don't know
even
that. And then 99% of people don't know he traveled 16 hours and did all that. They don't. He a talk dog. He talk a bunch of shit to everybody. And the moment I have a chance to talk shit to him, I am. That's just how it goes.
I had a young man text me once, Rick, and he said he's handicapped and he can't get to it. This is a true story. He said these shows is the best thing happened to him because he can't get to the track like he used to attend the track all the time. But due to a bad accident, he's handicapped now. And he said all he have is the internet. And he was so thankful for it.
I totally understand that in his situation and anybody else's that can't make it to a race. I understand all that. But you also, there's such a thing as keep your opinions to yourself or your negativity to yourself.
When you may not know
the whole story, then, I mean.
Well, Ricky, you might want to get rid of the jackass off the Bell Report, dude.
Jackass is pretty cut and dry. I mean, it's somebody that goes out there in the racing and does something that's kind of dumb in the racing world. And a lot of people see
I want to ask you something, Ricky. Hey, Ricky, I want to ask you something, though. What do people do best? Hey, Rick, I won't say best. What do a person do better than anything else they could possibly do? What they do better?
Put other people down.
Manning someone else's business. Man do that better than anything else in life. So with that being said, and I'm reading them going back and forth with you because I want to show you. What you're saying is nothing wrong with what you're saying. But at the end of the day, it's what they're going to do. So I have to do like a man told me this past few days. He sometimes we'll just move on past what they said and keep the ship going.
I totally agree, and I myself had to kind of learn that that's just how it is as far as Facebook, social media, stuff like that, and I deal with it way better than I used to, but I also know it's because of people like that on Facebook and some of these shows and stuff that kills a lot of racing that would go on if in the back of the guy's mind that is wanting to kind of race, but he's unsure going, well, if I lose, I'm going to get beat up for a month or 2 weeks or something like that. Now, some of us don't care, like Willie Dog, me, and some others. We don't care. We're going to race and do what we got to do. You know, my whole team's the same way. Don't get me wrong. We hate to lose, but you're going to lose if you race enough. But a lot of these guys would, I feel like, would race more if there wasn't that kind of negativity if they was to lose.
Hmm.
That's just
mm-hmm.
my opinion.
That's true. No, you got a good opinion. There's nothing wrong with that. You have a mm-hmm. very valid opinion.
They
got
to be able to take it both ways because a lot of people that be getting jumped on negatively, they talk negative too about people when
oh,
they
man.
Lose. That
not
shit
that
is
what's
a
good for the goose is good
that.
For the gander.
What's good for
I
the goose. Yeah, at all times. So you got to be very
I'm show you
positive
something,
totally
when you speak
agree.
About certain
I'm,
things
I'm,
because it
I'm
happens
a,
on both sides.
I'm
going to
show you something though, Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
People wait for an opportunity to jump on your back. You know, mm-hmm. they want to see you do bad.
Yes, sir.
It's
mm-hmm.
old saying, say smile in your face. All the time they want to take your place. I'm going to show you something. They had put a thing out on me saying I didn't like Tony Bynum because I couldn't get him on the show. And me and Tony, I called him. The first thing Tony said, see the bro D, that's just show talk. See, it stopped right
mm-hmm.
there. It's
mm-hmm.
So all
mm-hmm.
I'm saying
oh,
that
if you,
the
if
negativity,
you say anything,
the negative, they,
if you say
no,
anything
I'm saying,
really,
the
about
negative,
anyone's performance, at the, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's because you don't like them. It's not because...
Right.
Know, and don't get me wrong, I had to learn that too. I'd have people saying negative stuff about us. It wasn't that they just did not like us. They just liked
mm-hmm.
the other team better. And I had to learn that myself.
That's right, Ricky.
But
we
not
are,
everybody
but
does.
I'm going to give you a prime example. That no, when
that
Tony Bynum moves,
like
that no time grudge go crazy. No time grudge. Tony Bynum lose a race or... It don't matter if he blow the tie. It don't matter if it was neck and neck and he still lose. No time
mm-hmm.
grows blows all the way up with negativity for Tony Bynum. And it's unfortunate, but that's just the nature of the beast. Tony Bynum's just a big dude. He can handle it. He get in his feelings. He cuss.
Mm-hmm.
He block you. He unblock you. He come back. That's just what it is. So the people
mm-hmm.
that do it, when it's their turn, they got to eat that shit, Ricky. I don't care how you cut the cookie. It's got to get eaten before it leave the house. And if you don't want to eat the cookie,
right.
stop entertaining the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody going to feel
right.
sorry for your ass
but,
next
but
week
now,
when you get your ass blowed
up. There's some race
kicking.
Teams, and I can name a bunch of them, that don't do all that talking. They don't do all that.
Mm-hmm.
They lock in races.
You're right,
race,
Ricky,
go back
you're right.
Business.
But the majority
if they win,
of them,
they don't put the other person down.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, you know, those guys.
Yeah, there's a lot
kinda,
of people out there that don't
you know,
put other people down. You're right. Nah.
Right.
You never even hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
Negatively from the winning team, but the ones that do, this part of the conversation is about because, man, I'm telling you, I've been sitting back and watching it for more than a year. It's wide open, but now that
mm-hmm.
it's the shoe on the other foot, they want to be negative. Hell no, let this shit light up. I'm finna eat somebody ass up. I'm eating their ass up tonight, and I don't care who don't like it.
Well, let me throw something else out there. Now, I got a text from my man, you know, and I love this boy, you know, just like a brother, but I want his butt too. I got a text from Corner. He said, I didn't mention him. Okay, now, he said I didn't mention him. What was wrong? Why, instead of him telling me, what do you tell all these people out there in Texas that saw him do all that racing and stuff? Why
mm-hmm.
you don't tell them? Why they didn't get on here and mention him?
Hmm, got a point, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I mean, address that. See, my point is, people sit back and don't say nothing about the bad reporter. They don't get mentioned, but they'll text me and say why they didn't get mentioned. To me, it's
mm-hmm.
more
right.
if they was out there racing in Texas, which I didn't know nothing about it till I mean, I did know about it because I saw it on Facebook. Somebody texted me that
mm-hmm.
Corn had beat Pretty Tony. He had beat Pretty Tony, you know, and so I did know they had raced. But my point is,
mm-hmm.
what, all these boys out there in Texas, why didn't one of them, just one, come on here and say something about
mm-hmm.
it? Why didn't one just come on here and say something about it?
Got a point, though.
Well, I gave him the bear
dog,
because
people
I knew
hate,
what
people
he
hate
did.
Their own people,
but,
dog.
But I don't have the official bear report.
Get in the color. It wouldn't matter. They made sure for a small block. We done went up for $100. They would appreciate it.
Hey, somebody talking. 478-375-335. Your mic, bro. You meant to talk? They don't even know their mic, though. Get talking about something, they ain't even know their mic, though. Okay. All right. Well, y'all keep on. Y'all got a discussion going. I'm just posting my stuff on Facebook. Thank y'all. good insight on both of them. And I understand Ricky talking. I understand where Trisha's coming from. Trisha said she dead right. I mean, you got to be able to take it just as good as you give it. You got to be able to take it. Ain't no sympathy that
Good for the game.
4-1-0-20-45.
Good evening,
everyone.
I saw a post on Facebook, the day before yesterday. It said Tony was going in on the other dude, on Romeo 2.0, and the person came on and said, hey, I just want to know if you're talking about the whole crew or a particular person. And before any, I can respond, two people responded and said, we're talking about one person in particular because of the way they act when Tony lose. They didn't say nothing about Jamie lost. They didn't put it on TMR. That shit was
Hold on. Some of them did, Trigger. Yeah, they did. Some of them did put it on TMR. They said they were trying to get Jamie
couple of them. It wasn't as bad as it was for the group, though.
Well, I'm just saying, don't say they didn't say it. They did say it now. So that means, you know, we got some people, as long as they say what you want, as long as they say what they want to say, and somebody else say it, they okay with it. They're okay with it, you know.
Yeah.
But all y'all on point, though. See, that's what I like today about this show. Everybody's so far been on point. Everybody's so far been on point. Everybody been on point. I mean, you know, that's what it is. Stand up for you, what you believe in. If you want to throw you, if you too weak to say what you want to say, you don't need to be on this show. Cause this is your show here. I ain't got no sympathy for nobody.
Right.
Full of dogs.
Yeah, come on.
Hey,
full
of dogs. Pop Wongus, Mr. Badmo Crew.
Hey, what's up? Come on, Pop.
First and foremost, I want my damn child support money. That's what I want. Mark is your son. I want my money. All that money I paid for him. Let's get that out of the way first. Can you hit my Cash App?
As soon as I get my phone picked. What's up? Come on, Pop.
Right.
Come on in here, man.
Good report. All right. First and foremost, I want to congratulate you. And it was a pleasure, you know, you coming down to the DMV. And it was a pleasure hanging out with you and cutting up. Good damn bad report. And Trika, I want to touch on the trolling. Trust me, nobody gets trolled no more than what we do up here in the DMV. And I'm going to tell you the reason why, because we give a lot of shit. So it's a double sword. If you give it, you got to be able to take it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So that's what I tell my guys. And at the same time, some shit I'll feed into and some shit I won't. If you don't feed it, it will grow.
Right. It'll die.
You know what I mean?
But as far as the trolling, it don't bother me. Yeah, now did y'all see what's happening right now? Now that's the DMV. As bad as I talk about the DMV and talk about them every chance I get, you see how these guys and girls come on in and appreciate
that's
somebody who comes there showing them some good time for racing. You see that? That Friday night, they said they usually don't have it, but 30 or 40 people are there. Friday night, that thing was packed out, man. We had a damn good time in there. So we had a damn good time in there in the DMV.
Did TJ make it down? Did TJ make it?
Who is TJ?
You know who? Know who TJ is? God damn.
Who is TJ, kid?
The initials TJ.
Oh, Tish Jones. No, Tish didn't. If she did, I didn't see her, and I'm mad with her.
Okay.
And I'm mad with Brittany Gray too. She stayed across the street. She want to text me after
I leave.
Man,
Brittany didn't make it.
Yeah.
Brittany didn't make it.
No, she stayed right across the street.
Oh,
so
man.
She's all wiped up,
you know she all wiped up now. She can't be in the streets no more, man.
I know you wanted to spend
that funky 40, but it wasn't going to happen that night.
Okay.
Lord, how much.
Hey, Marcus. Hey, Junior Marcus.
Come on, you supposed to have
me a white woman there, too. And next time I come there, you had me a white woman there, too.
Well, he just said Brittany couldn't make it.
Yeah,
man, I ain't even thinking about Brittany no more. Yeah. Well, look here. Hey, Trigger.
That's all good.
Okay. Trigger, I just want you to reemphasize this, him. And they just did it. Marcus, the junior Marcus, just did that. Kid, you hear me talking all that trash. Didn't I tell y'all, I said, anytime I get a chance to get out there, I'm going up there. I was supposed to go work this weekend, but I seen that folks ran at them places. They trying to get me to work. So I took that week off and went up there just like I said. My point I'm trying to make is I talk a lot of trash. I talk a lot of trash, but if I tell you I'm coming and I'm going to do something, trust me, I'm going to do it. And I did it. Hey, is Avon on there? Avon, you see there? I need to talk to Avon. Avon.
I'm here, dog.
I want you to tell the people, like you said, you were trying to help me all day. Get what I told you. Leave me alone. I don't need no help. I was about to do it by myself. One day, Vaughn.
Yep, you was there by yourself.
Yeah, okay.
But
you want anybody to know.
But, dog, what happened?
Uh-huh.
After you won, what I say? I said, come on, dog, let's get it off.
Yeah, and what I told you?
You ain't fucking with me.
Right. Well, I told you, when I said that in my PSA kid, the man was so nice to me, man. I got to want to, you know, you got to say something nasty to me or something for me to want to do it. You know, Marcus, Big Mouth Marcus with the dimple and the big lip, man, I run him for free because he talk more shit than me. I run him.
Not Marcus Walmart.
Avon's going to get it, though. Trust me. That's on my bucket list, Avon. That's on my bucket list.
So you telling me I got to start talking shit to you? I got to talk shit to you?
No. I'm just gonna get you I'm gonna get you when you ain't help me. See, if I come up there to get you, that means you ain't help me yet. You ain't help me yet, so that means if I say I'm on the way up there to get you, you ain't help me yet, so I'm coming to get you.
Hey, I took all work to come and get you. Hey,
well, you didn't tell me that though.
Avon,
go back on mute. You echoing, Avon. Avon, go back on mute. You echoing me, Avon.
All right.
Yeah, come on.
You shooting the real shit to Avon, right? I got you. You shooting the shit to Avon, right? But what I got to say is, don't give Avon too much credit and patting him on his back when he's scared of the Bad Mo crew because Bigfoot been chasing him in the motherfucking woods all motherfucking year long.
I seen y'all back down from it three or four times.
That was from ODB. Now, listen, ask him about Bigfoot. Ask him has he ever seen a Bigfoot. And ask him can he stop one.
Oh, okay.
Tell him I said it.
Uh oh. He ain't.
Hey, he was.
Come on, Avon.
I couldn't hear him. My phone. I had put my phone on me. What'd he say?
I said, Willie Dog patting you on your back and all this, that, the third. That's cool. But goddamn it, why are you falling? Why are you running from Bigfoot?
Get your ass down. Hey, Marcus, what about when I told you let's run at your home track? And I said, let's run head the fuck up, mouth.
Man.
And you,
hey,
what happened?
When you say home track, you know better.
When your home track on the 23rd, you can get a head up, mouth. Now run that.
I'm gonna be out of town, but I'm gonna be at MIR.
Exactly. But
you locked in
all in races, but you going out of town on the 23rd. The 23rd comes. I'm gonna run you with the street car head up. Now run that. What my street car, mouth?
This is what I got to tell you.
Ain't nothing you got to tell me. Lock in Grandma against Blue Magic. How about that?
You told me Grandma was retired.
And
now
she will come out of retirement for your dumb ass. She will come out of retirement and spank you. She will spank you.
Fuck Grandma. We'll change her motherfucking pamper with ODB. Now, bitch, get
down.
And that's respectfully.
ODB, listen.
Go ahead.
Grandma is a street car. ODB is a fucking race truck. Race ODB against fucking Tommy, like I said the other day.
Hold up.
I gave you everything the other day, and you ain't want to do nothing. So now you get on the show and run your mouth. Now you get on the show,
you
want to run your mouth. You ain't doing a motherfucking thing. You were scared. You were
back
scared.
Back time to break, same thing I asked for before.
You ain't getting no fucking back time. I told you you had a break and you ain't want all the money, mouth. I told you you had a break and you ain't want all the money.
I got him going, kid.
You know what? Fuck it. Give me the break. Let's go. July 22nd. Let's go. July 22nd, give me the fucking break. Let's go.
July 22nd, I ain't going to be there. You know I ain't coming there. You already know I ain't coming there. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You better be. Y'all want to start that war again? We can do it again. Y'all ain't beat me yet.
Let's get it. We on the war.
We're going to go back to war. We're going to go back.
That's what it is.
That's
then.
What I like.
That's
what I like. I'm on you. Look, I'm on your heels again, boy.
Love
you
it.
Know I can get you again. Don't worry. It's coming. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You wait.
August 8th. Hey, August 6th, it can come like the motherfucking river come. Now,
like I told you before.
Damn.
Like I told you before. The 23rd comes before the 6th, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on, hold on. I'll take a break on the
6th.
What's up? On the
23rd,
what's up?
Man, you need all the money. All the money, Mouse. You got it.
I'm not adding nothing. Let's go.
Oh, okay.
Don't
okay. Exactly. Exactly. Listen, I want Bigfoot. I ain't thinking about ODB. You can't beat Grandma. How the fuck
mm-hmm.
I want to run you? You can't beat Grandma. You can't beat Grandma. All you got to do is give me the same race, and I'll run you with Grandma. Same race. Give me the 1-1.
You just said the man can't
give me the 1-1. Give me the 1-1 now. Get
you,
dumbass. It's
just
like I did before.
Hold on. The 1-1.
Give me the 1-1.
The back tire to clear.
The break and clear.
Oh, no. You said the 1-1. We ain't talking
you
about
know
what
1-1 is. Same race. The same race. New York 1-1, Mouth. You know what it is.
Hey, listen. Hey, dog. I got a question, though, on some real shit, right? So listen, they had a show about 2-3 weeks ago, and they said that. And when I say this, when I say they, I'm talking about up north, the New Jersey, New York, all
yeah,
the muscles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They want to know how where the fuck did this New York 1-1 shit come from, because they never made it. They saying that they weren't the ones that made that shit up. That some motherfuckers from down south started that one that New York 1-1 shit from. Can you enlighten us?
Well. Yeah, I can't allow y'all. Every section in the world didn't have no problem to everybody start traveling. Once we start traveling, you want to play the way you want to play with your marbles. We want to play with y'all, they marbles. You want to play with the DMV marbles. You want to play with Texas marbles. That's what it is. You can't say who started what. We had the 1-1 down there ever since I've been racing. But I mean, I can't say who started it. They might say the same shit. Everybody in every section can say the same shit, Marcus.
Yeah, I'll get that, dog, but I don't think you feel it. You're reading where I'm going at with it. When motherfuckers say, give me the New York 1-1, that's the break in the clear. They saying that
that's
they never
I,
started
I,
that.
I was just going to say that. In some places, the 1-1 is the break in the clear. Shit, I know that. You ain't going to never get it from down south, no 1-1, no break and no clear with no 1-1. You ain't going to never get that shit.
So
they
so
can keep, they can keep that shit up in New York and Philadelphia. They can keep that shit up there.
Oh, man. Not the Northeast.
But listen, they said that they weren't the ones that started it. So did it come from Pro Style?
Well, okay. Hey,
and
hold up, Marcus. You're right. They did. That's some dumb shit. They the only one got it. They started. Give them that, Marcus. Get them dumbasses back. They can have that. And hey, and tell them to keep it right up there too. Tell them to keep it up there.
Good report.
Yeah, they got to admit now, they could have started that, because that's the first time I ever heard the 1-1 was the break in the clear. 1-1 always is the bad time in the clear. So if they want to keep that, they can have that.
Hey, dog, you don't hear me. They saying they saying that they didn't start it. They said somebody else started it and put their name on it.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay.
So they saying, where did it come from? But all I know is
I don't know. Well, come on, man. You said Pro Star Zero. I'm going to leave it at that. You said Pro Star Zero. I'm going to leave it at Pro Star Zero.
Man, fucking real.
I'm going to leave it at that, man. Because you know Pro Star Zero will come up with some shit now. And if you believe him, that's on you now. I ain't got nothing against Joe, because Joe's a good mouthpiece, but I'm going to leave it at that.
Now you know what he knows. Now you know what he knows.
I don't know.
So let me ask you this: when we go down Florida and all that, across the Midwest and all that, the 1-1 means the same thing it means everywhere else. The back tie and the clear, right?
Back tie and the clear. That's what the 1-1 is. Back tie and the clear.
All right.
That's what it is.
Because you know most times they say when you come into
but
a
you need
man,
to ask.
You got to play by that rule.
That's right.
So we got make sure when we come down there.
What you gotta do is to make sure you specify that just in case the joker that you're talking to, he might have heard that same dumb shit you heard about some damn clear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean some break shit. That's all you gotta do.
All
right.
Yeah, you make sure your DP man know what the hell you're talking about before you go out there. Yeah.
Good point. Good point.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Hey, but look, dog. I got to say something real quick, right? Man, listen. If a motherfucker can't follow you and motherfucker don't respect the shit you do, they just ain't for a true grudge racer, right? And why I say that is that you come 16 hours, right, round trip, and you come straight off the fucking trailer in a grudge race. Motherfuckers wouldn't even do that in their local track, man. Like we trying to get motherfuckers to lock in all the time off the trailer.
Yeah.
No, I can't come off the trailer. Why not? I mean, what the fuck?
That's
especially if
fact.
You run that track,
well, Marvin, that's why I like you. See, you don't get the respect you do because they figure you just a loudmouth. But you're a loudmouth with some knowledge. What I mean by that is, a lot of guys just talk it. They don't do it. See, if I talk it, I'm going to do it. I mean, if I talk it, I'm going to do it. You know, some people might say you're a dumbass for coming off the trailer. But my point is, I ain't trying to talk the right lane, you know, until it went down to the sun, got off the right lane. Damn near everybody was in the right lane was blowing their tires off. It is what it is though. You know, I ain't gonna fault the track. I'm gonna fault me. I mean, I made a miscalculation. I was tuning on the car. I made a miscalculation. That's
why
I made that wrong.
Why you ain't tuning on the car when you ran us? Somebody said you was on the phone and had the keyboard, had the computer open.
No, Marvin.
Why you wasn't even
Marvin,
home.
I didn't even have my laptop with me. What I told you was. It almost bit me in the ass. I told you, I said, I'm going to leave on motor, and when that shit come on, you better be gone. And that's exactly what I did. I left on motor. When that shit came on, boy, we went down through that, boy. That's all I can say.
Hey, dog. It was a good goddamn race. You couldn't say goddamn.
Damn good race.
Hey, dog.
Yeah,
hey, dog.
Yeah.
This Avon, I got his ass again. I put you in that sticky icky. I got his ass again.
Avon did line me up now. Avon told me. He said, look here, let me put you.
Hold on, Mark.
He came on and told me, said, dog, let me put you out. I said, okay, whatever you say, Avon. And he did everything. Whatever he told me to do, I did.
So did that fall under the terms of the enemy of my enemy is my friend, huh? That's what that fall under, right?
That falls under the term. He bet his money where he think he can win it at.
Hold on, Marcus, let me stick on you.
And he betted $200 that showed up home was going to gap your ass, and he gapped you.
Why is he asking
to
go back out there, dog? Why is he asking for the tire now, dog?
Hey, I don't know. Avon Thop told me. I said, because I'm saying, I'm finna go ahead and bet with OBB, them my boys. Avon said, you a fool. Said, that man finna gap this man. And he went out there and your ass got gapped.
Hey, you right. Yeah. We don't make no excuses. You know what I mean? No matter how it happened, we got whipped. And that's what it is. But we willing to go back out there. And listen, them motherfuckers could have got banked. That motherfucking showing up home, the bitch look like an anteater. The motherfucker like he eat peanuts for a living. But listen to me. We're going to go through his motherfucking ass any day, every day,
damn,
twice on Sunday. And I hope he motherfucker go to the bank and withdraw his 401k and every goddamn thing else that deal with a K on the end of it. Now, tell him, Marcus. Come on.
I bet with them because I knew they was going to get y'all, but I fucking drawed on them too, and they wouldn't go with me neither.
Hey, listen, Avon, the sun shine on a dog's ass every now and then. You ain't going to, you know what I mean? You're not going to win them all. It's just like goddamn when you go to the store, you keep buying lottery tickets, you keep buying scratch-offs, and goddamn it, when you keep losing. The time you supposed to win and bought that bitch, you would have won it, right?
We okay with it.
We okay with it, but we're going to go back to his motherfucking ass, and we're going to go to his hood, too. We're going to VMP, but it ain't going to be on no Friday night. Like We ain't like that shit.
Marcus, let me ask you a question, Marcus. You really want to run me again, Marcus?
We gonna run you again. It's not no want to.
Avon, that is a jackass. Handle a mud sample.
Okay. We go.
Avon.
Yeah.
Avon. That man had me a car length, two car lengths at the 330 and still got his ass whooped. And he want to go back.
Listen, Avon, he pre-ejaculated, Avon. Guess what I said? I said we're going to run him again. I didn't say we're going to run him again with ODB.
Hey, kid, where you at, kid? Kid, where you at, kid?
Yeah.
Man. If y'all had seen that race, man, that man bailed out there on me, man. And I looked at him on the video, and I said, "Damn, Dolphin, to get fucked up." Oh, I did. I won that one.
Hey, look, dog. Look, right? We bail out on your motherfucker ass like a goddamn dog with a dog in heat, right? I jumped in the air, muscles in the air. I built my Man, when you went like came down, man, it took me about 10. It took me about 10 minutes to come back on the ground, man. It took about 10 minutes. I said, "Oh, motherfucker!"
Hey, Marvin, I don't usually pat my back, but I was driving that motherfucker.
What you say when you come up on that motherfucker? You nipped us right at the end. I know you say, "Goddamn boy, I did something wrong."
Hey, man, I told you. I specifically told you. Post Office Joe got it on. I got to admit, Post Office Joe started off to Joe. I ain't talking no trash. But I'm going to leave on muscle. And then when that shit come on, he better be gone. I told you that. You told me that you was going to beat my ass and you laughed at me and you picked on me. I didn't talk too much shit because I said, damn, we'll see.
So them. You were nervous?
But yeah, that was a...
Sometimes you got to be nervous.
No, I'm not. It's not nervous. Nervous, everybody. I mean, you know, you got the normal nervousness, but not nervous, scared. Nervous, I mean, you know, anytime you go into a race, if you ain't got some kind of butterflies, you ain't human. I mean, that's just human nature.
Good report.
Yeah, that's
great
human
report.
Nature. Anybody tell you when they go into a race, oh, I ain't nervous, right now, they don't bet with them because something wrong with them. They dead. I mean, it's human nature. Yeah. They dead.
Dog said they dead.
I mean, they dead. I mean, you know, shit, I mean. Ricky, where you at, Ricky? Ricky still on there? Ricky!
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tell me what I mean by that. Ain't you scared, but you just got the, hey, I mean, that's just human nature. You know, you going into a race, Ricky. You don't know what they're going to have.
Good report.
You're always like that. I mean, until you actually crank up and do a burnout stuff, then that goes away.
Yeah, that's you're right. I do have a little, like I said, butterfly. But like I said, when I sit in that seat, I'm in another world then. That's why when you see me, Joker's coming there trying to talk to me, Twin then was trying to talk to me. Man, I ain't Twin. Leave me alone. You don't want to talk to me now.
I'm going to get my shit together.
Yeah, I'm in my
that's
office
right.
now. Leave me alone now. I'm in my office now. Yeah. But now, man, I appreciate y'all, man, again. And I appreciate it. I had a damn good time. And had a good time kicking it with y'all, a little racing, man. And like I said, eating and everything and having fun, man. That's all what it's about, man.
That's all
what
right.
Yeah,
and
dog.
This is what keeps grudge racing alive. You know what I mean? The traveling, the rivalries, the, you know what I mean? The North versus the South, you know what I mean? All that good shit, man. It's only going to make it better. It's only going to make it better, you know what I mean? Like, and for the ones that's sitting home on the computers and on the couch eating the popcorn and all that shit, we need y'all too. Keep doing what y'all do.
And,
as long as it's
gonna make it go. Let me tell you what I said. See, you just said it now. You ain't never been down there. You just said since I whooped your ass, you gonna come down here because you wanna get your get back. That's the same thing I was trying to tell the Illuminati and all them boys. The Illuminati them talking about how tough they is and they the DMV. I said, I ain't giving you no credit because you ain't did shit but talk shit. You put on some 275 and you put on 275. If everybody run from you, if you put on 275, I'll be the first one to come on here to suck your wee wee, say you a bad man. But you on 315. Ain't nobody running on damn 315. So you ain't tough to me. You ain't tough to me.
You got a pretty car.
That's all you got, pretty car.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for the ones that's listening, The Badmo crew, listen, we a small team. You know what I mean? We ain't no multi, you know, million-dollar team, got this and got that, all that, this other third. But we go to a track, and we come to fucking race, and we plan to get on a bitch ass. Win, lose, or draw. We going to still party. We going to eat crabs. We going to goddamn do whatever we want to fucking do. Win, or lose, or draw. It's just that simple, you know?
Right,
but,
right.
You know, I think a lot of people give too much credit to the bigger teams and not the guys that's doing it every week.
That just put in the work. Yeah, now that you're 100% right. You're 100% right. Thank you, brother. Thank you. And that was well said. And with that being said, And with that being said, everybody, I told you this is just going to be a little short show. I just wanted to do a little short show to put the bad report out if anybody want to talk, anybody want to say something. And I noticed a lot of people want to say something, but, of course, they want me to say it for them, and I ain't finna say it for them. So with that being said, everybody, mic is open. If you got anything you want to say, we finna get out of here. Your mic is open, though. Let me do it like this now. Pop Wongers, you got anything you want to put out? Pop Wongers, you got anything you want to say, Pop? Pop Wongers. Pop, you there? Okay, Pop still there, but he ain't. Avon, you got anything you want to put out, Avon? Avon, you got anything you want to put out, Avon?
I just want everybody, you know, come race, you know. I'm glad you came up, Willie Dog, and showed out. Marcus, I'm on your ass. Me and him do have a rivalry, but we still boys. You know,
it's all family
and grudging. You know what I mean? Yeah, we talk shit. Yeah, we holler and scream and everything, but it's all love at the end of the day. Because I'm going to his party and I'm going to show my ass. But I just love the game. So like I said, we had more people like you to come up and we come down. Hey, it'd be even better.
Thank you, Avon. Good report. Twin, come on in here, Twin. You got a thing you want to put out, Twin. Wake up, Twin. Twin over there's probably high. I didn't even say nothing. All right, Marcus, you hold on, Marcus. I'm gonna get you almost next to the last. Ricky, you still out there, Ricky? You still out there? But I ain't ready for you yet. You and Key, and I ain't ready for y'all yet. All right, Marcus, what you got to say, man? What you got, Marcus?
Dog, this one I'm gonna say, man. Me and the Badmo crew, man. We applaud you, and we feel the honor of you even calling the Badmo crew out to come up here and get on our ass. You know what I mean? That meant the world to us, man, because, man, we've been watching y'all down south grudge racing since early 2000s. You know what I mean? Dog, you've been doing a long time. I mean, probably back in the 80s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we love it. We love it, and we're gonna keep it alive as long as we can. You know what I mean? And, you know, dog, you are an idol. It's just that simple. Yeah. Win, lose, or draw.
All right.
Appreciate you, man.
Right on, brother. Keep doing what you're doing, Marcus. Ricky, come on in here, Ricky. What you got, Ricky, you and Kid? What you got, Ricky, you and Kid? What y'all got, man, before we get out of here? Ricky and Kid.
Go ahead, Kid.
No, I ain't got nothing, dog. They caught the suspect up here in Chicago.
Oh, on that shooting, Kid?
Yeah, they got his ass in bracelets.
Good. Okay. Go ahead, Ricky. Close it out, man, Ricky. Ricky, close it out, Ricky.
Well, happy Independence Day to everyone. Hope everybody had a good holiday weekend. And like the DMV boys just said, that, you know, you should be able to talk shit and race each other. But at the end of the day, it's all about having fun and making new friendships. And it seems like you made a bunch of new friendships up there in the DMV. So that's kind of what it's all about, or what it all should be about.
Right on, Ricky. Good report, man. All right, man, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow, you know. First hour will be the prayer hour. After that, we can have some more. Everybody ought to be back home and relaxed and drunk. So thank y'all for coming on. Have a great day. God bless you.